You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
See, that's the Rocky IV soundtrack. Kind of underrated, isn't it?
It's very underrated.
Keep that Craig.
Okay.
That's where he goes to Russia. You remember?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Like training old school to fight Dolph Lundgren? Mm-hmm. All right, we're back here. We do have an election 1 week from today. There are six states today that are making a determination on what happens at the presidential level on the Democrat side. But 1 week from today, we're going to be there's a lot of primaries going on local, which you're hearing some of the ads, and we're having all the guests in. And included in that is County Board District 5. Hubert Murray joins us in the studios. Where is Macon County Board District 5?
Well, first, that's the first question I always get. Where is District 5?
Because most people don't know until they get to the vote.
You get, you know, it's the southwest portion. But the easiest way I explain it is it starts off Harristown, go over to Nyanic, go down to Booty, Blumound, up to Macon, up to Elwyn, and then South Shores all the way up to the lake. And that's a rough idea where District 5 is.
Okay.
Which so, the map will get redrawn next board session anyway.
All right. So what are you doing out there? Are you knocking on doors? Are you talking to people? What are you doing to get the word out?
Yeah, I'm talking to people. A lot of my volunteers and supporters are going out there spreading the message of my campaign. Knocking on doors when weather permits.
Yeah.
And
are people receptive to that? Or are you getting any of this coronavirus feedback? I mean, you know, we're watching this sort of change the way we're communicating, or at least some people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most people, don't usually answer the door. Most people that talk to me, they're out there doing yard work somehow.
Sure.
And then they'll engage in conversation, bring up some issues that they see. Most of the time, it might not be county board level, it might be, national and stuff. But it's been great to build rapport in District 5 and get to know the areas that I didn't grow up in.
All right. So why are you running for office?
So I always live
by the way, Hubert worked for us for about 5 minutes. So I want to make sure we have that out there just for transparency. You work now at Tate & Lyle,
yep,
right?
Yeah, Tate & Lyle.
But why get involved? I know you've been involved in sort of the party itself, but why run for office at this point? Why county board?
So I always live by the motto, you see a need, fulfill that need. And I grew up in Macon. I grew up here. Besides my time in the Army that I left and then came back, I feel that there's a need on county board, that there needs to be dialogue. You have too many, and your listeners probably know it. You have candidates come in there, and they have this attitude. They already are prejudged about issues. They already have a stance, and they don't want to engage in information they might not know to maybe increase, be better aware about certain subjects.
Okay. So, give me some examples of just overall. I mean, not specific, cases, but just what you would like to see differently as far as the county board makeup and how they look at issues.
Yeah. So one of the issues is that, you hear candidates talk about jobs and economic growth. But how are you going to look at that stuff? So one of the main things I want to do is, as our departments have contingency plans. Well, what is a contingency plan? A contingency plan is to address unexpected expenses, especially expenses that's happened in the past. So when that time happens, like for an example, you have a polling location that loses power.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stressful day for the county clerk. He may not make the right financial decisions or the decisions that, it's less burdensome on the taxpayers. Do I get a rental generator? Do I, move the location? Stuff like that. They address that. That's contingency plans. Another thing is the quality bid process. Are we getting quality bids? Because we have a capitalistic market. So if we don't get, if we only get one bid, how are we getting the most the benefits out of a capitalistic market? And the third thing is evaluate our third-party vendors. A lot of in local government, a lot of these things, when people talk about innovation and stuff, they're talking about they're getting contracts through some sort of services. Are they the only service? Are they our only option? Are we evaluating what the pros and cons are? Getting the nit and gritty is the main thing. And from my perspective, I don't see that happening on the county board. It's very broad, 30,000-foot level. But having someone on that board to really get in the details, I think, would be very beneficial for our county.
All right. Now, you sent out a press release early on, back in February, that one of your opponents was left this information off of their filing paper. We had Mr. Entler in and asked him about this. He said he doesn't own the business. You're saying it's the family business. Is this a problem?
So the main concern is, especially when you evaluate quality bid processes, is that when you do on the county board, a lot of your votes and your interactions is with infrastructure. So when it's roughly about 30% of the votes you're taking is in infrastructure, and you're the only single bid and stuff. And then, with those bid projects and contracts, they have changes, they make changes. How does that affect? Now, on his state, that the question was brought up because of on his statement of economic interest form, he filled out just the first question, left all the others blank. He didn't say no, didn't say none, didn't say not applicable, stuff like that. So I thought it was the question. And with county board races, usually media doesn't like push on issues like that. They don't address those issues. So I felt like I needed to send out a press release. Why are you running first? And then what is your real interest in when you're going to handle situations like this? Because when you quote the county on projects,
but it's also, Hubert, is there something to, I mean, I agree with you. You got to have standards, and you can't have, like, you know, family favorites, or, you know, we had Mr. Yoder in, you know, like, I think it's a conflict of interest when he wants to be on the county board and his dad runs the office that receives the funding. I mean, but it's also, we got a small town and you're going to have some of this, right?
Yeah, overlap. You're going to have, but the main issue is the large portion that when you're a county board member, you're going to vote on. Yeah. You know, are you better suited on another committee? Are you better suited as a different part of government? It's as the electric, it's their decisions. Hey, do I want to have a county board member to abstain 30 to 40% of the votes, or do I want a county board member that can vote on all of them? That's up to the electric. And that's the reason I just wanted to make sure it was out there to address that issue.
Fair enough. If people want to get a hold of you between now and Election Day, you got 1 week left. How do they do that? How do they support your campaign? And what will you do these last 7 days?
So you can go to votehubert.com. That's where you can get to my social media pages and learn more about my background. You can engage with me. And in the last 7 days, if you want to donate, you can go to votehubert.com, or you can go out there and help spread the message and talk to other candidates and get out there and make sure, because it's the 17th election day, and a democracy is only as good as the participation in it.
Well, unfortunately, I hope that's not the only judge, because there's not a lot of people that do. But we appreciate your support of the community and stepping up. And if folks want to find out more, votehubert.com. He is a county board District 5 GOP candidate. Will be on the ballot if you are in District 5 on Election Day. Hubert, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.